Hey, everybody, there he is. Damn it, Ginger's favorite artist, Bruno Mars, on the queue. It's Q105. Snow today, Susan. Matter of fact, in our listening audience, a lot of folks are already experiencing it. But only about an inch, they say, with a high of 31. Tonight, clear, cold, 13. Tomorrow, sunny, 27. We're at 30 at the Cumulus Compound in Toledo's Q105. Yes, Bruno Mars cleaned up last night at the Grammys. All right, I'll tell you more on that. But first, let's welcome the big, sexy one, Yummy 320. Hello, Paul. Welcome to the broadcast.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, dude, I just, I missed you on Sunday since I saw you, you know, Friday. Oh, I saw you on Saturday. So, and you didn't call me. Why didn't you call me to say, hey, what's up? What's going on?
There was no seeing anybody on Sunday, my friend.
None of that?
No.
Why? were you hungover?
Well, the quick version is
he's walking funny.
So what's the deal with but he always walks funny, Susan.
It's like,
it's like a stick is lost.
So about a month and a half, I pull a muscle. Okay. No big deal. Just doing dishes.
That's a good thing.
Oh my god.
Yep.
Hold on.
But a week and a half. I'm scrubbing dishes.
Stop right there.
All right, go ahead.
You tell people that you pulled a muscle, and you don't say, oh, I was running 6 miles on the treadmill, or I was bench pressing 380. You tell people you pulled a muscle while doing the dishes.
I have told no one this until this very moment.
Oh, Paul, that's one of those things you keep to yourself. But anyway, you pulled a muscle doing dishes.
No, because you know how for people who are taller, you're bent over just a little bit?
Yes.
Just not enough, whatever. Because when I bend over, I'm bending over. But no, not for this time. So it was. I thought nothing of it. It was kind of better. And then we're setting up for dealing for dogs over the weekend.
Right.
Moving in all these big, heavy poker tables, et cetera. And about midway through, all of a sudden, the damn thing attacks me. And I had the craziest muscle spasm. I thought I was having kidney stones. It hurt so bad. I've never had anything like it.
What muscle, can I ask?
Is your back?
It's along the love handle. It's in the back on the right here.
So
right,
pulled
right
a muscle
butt.
In your back. No. Doing dishes.
Well, originally. And then,
it got ugly because you were whipping casino tables around.
Correct.
And all of that.
Okay. So from the last 2 hours, I was no help to my guys at all. So I finally.
Well, how convenient is that?
I know how convenient.
I got you loaded in. I ain't helping you load
so
out.
So I can't breathe for anything. I can, and I'm going over bumps trying to drive home, and it hurts like crazy. So by the time I get home, I've already called ahead. I'm saying, pile me up full of drugs. I'm not sure what's going on.
Okay, no, the drugs are bad.
Drugs are terrible bad.
They are.
Percocets and muscle relaxers are terrible. So
they are.
I get in there, and I don't even take my shoes off or nothing. I get, and I cuddle this big pillow. I could only get into a position that was, it was very odd, the position, just to be comfortable. It was kind of like my first time, and I didn't know what I was doing, but I was like, oh, I was like rubbed in motor oil at the same time. It was like so weird, the position I had to be in.
Too much information. But
finally, I laid there, and she dumped me full of drugs, and I started calling a friend of mine, what's going on? Ha ha, you got kidney stones, gallstones, go to the ER, blah, blah. And I said, no, I'm just going to lay here for a minute. Did you know that if you take the right prescription of Percocets and muscle relaxers, you could be out in 35, 40 minutes?
Paul, we don't encourage people.
We don't, but when you're in as much pain as I was in.
That, without a doctor's order. You know, we have a big problem here in Lucas County all over the country
I'm not saying shoot up. I'm saying just to relieve some pain a little bit. But you know, Lady T, she knows her pills pretty good.
Well, being with you.
Yeah, for sure. So 11 hours later, I wake up.
Holy cow.
I couldn't believe it. I had plans. I had things. I had stuff. And the spasms and things went away.
So you slept most of all day Sunday.
And then I get up, say hi, stretch out a little bit, go to the bathroom, that whole bit.
And Lady T says, hey, you're going to finish those dishes? Get out there and finish those dishes.
I fully had plans to do that. And 90 minutes later, I said, you know what? Let me just go get comfortable here for a few minutes. And I slept another 2 hours. It was ridiculous.
And now you feel good?
Wow.
I'm just getting stiff. Better. I'm not sure what happened.
There you go.
I've never had a muscle spasm so hard.
Most time in the morning when you greet your coworkers, hey, how's it going? Good. How you doing? Good. You keep moving. I said, hey, how you doing? And boom, Paul just unloaded. He actually told me. That was actually quite interesting.
I'm fine. How are you?
Not as fine
as you
are.
So I'm a little stiff this morning. I apologize.
All right. Now, don't worry about it. As long as you're in the chair when it's time to go.
Oh, that was the other thing. Maybe you should take the morning off and rest. Like, what? I'm going to lay here, worry about what I'm missing, or I'm going to come here and be a little stiff. Big deal.
You slept all day
Sunday. Oh, I did. It was bad and good at the same time.
Never take advice from somebody who hasn't had a job in how many years. Seriously.
Well, that's not like she just decided not to go to work. That's not good advice.
Oh. Not good advice. All right. Grammy winners last night. And by the way, I dedicate that Bruno Mars song to Damn It Ginger.
There you go, Ginger.
Because she loves Bruno Mars. Bruno Mars cleaned up last night. It was his awards. He was the big wiener, taking home 6 trophies in total, including for the 3 major all-genre awards. Album of the Year, 24 Karat Magic. Record of the Year, Song of the Year for That's What I Like. Ooh, let's play that one again, and we'll dedicate that to Ginger. He also won 3 R&B trophies for Album, Song, and Record of the Year. Did you sleep through the Grammys then last night?
I just missed the first, like, 6-10 minutes. Was it you or her cutting up his hair?
Him.
It's just interesting. I don't know if I like it or I don't like it. It's just moppy.
It's moppy.
It's just kind of moppy.
Somebody online said it looked like a black woman that just got out of rehab and she wants her kids back. That's the haircut.
Wow, that's kind of cruel.
But it's kind of
it's very racist.
It's not racist because he's kind of black. But it's more of an odd description, I guess.
I don't think he. I think isn't he like Polynesian or something?
Well, he could be Samoan, maybe.
I don't know. Anyway, I love him. So tell her that. Zip that.
I just saw it online. That's
all. Okay, that's nice.
No, I was watching something on Hulu, and I from 7:30. I got to stop. I got to watch a show. And it ran into like 10 minutes of it. So I turned it on and started watching the weirdness that was the Grammys.
And I thought it flowed very, very well. But Jay-Z is really full of himself. You see how he's right in the front and everybody's kissing the ring? And I don't think he won squat.
Could there be more political commentary during the shows? That'd be great. I'd love to hear more about that.
Yeah, because shut up and sing. That's my thing.
That's basically what it comes down to.
That's basically my. It could have been worse, though.
And his name was Childish Gambino.
Yes.
And his name is Donald Glover. He's a TV actor and a comedian. So.
Yeah, I know.
Whoever said Kitty Gambino, the crime lord, or whatever it was earlier, that was Childish Gambino.
I think that was Damn It Ginger.
Was it?
Who's totally got
was
me
she watching
on the
show
foot?
Or not watching
I
the show?
I have no idea.
Ginger, what do you do on Sunday?
All right, let's move along.
Watching the show.
All right, here's the deal.
Oh,
if you're getting married, a lot of people get married on Valentine's Day.
We got engaged on Valentine's Day.
There you go. If you're thinking about getting married, do it on Valentine's Day, okay?
Thanks.
Because we're doing a big wedding. It's called Cupid's Arrow. See what we did there? Q-105. Pids Arrow. See that? It's good.
Yeah.
All right, so here's the deal. If you are going to tie the knot on February 14th, why not do it at I want to say historical, but it's not. Why not make a memory you'll never forget by getting married at the Quality Inn located in Perrysburg? There you go. All you have to do is text the word arrow to 419-240-1055 to get the details. And you can actually pre-register by doing that. Now, there's only 105 slots. So only 105 couples will get the free wedding. And basically, I guess we cover everything. Are you playing the tunes?
I have been asked not only to wear the stupid diaper, I've been asked also to bring some music. We'll be having live.
All right,
music.
So
we'll
Paul will be your wedding DJ.
Yeah.
In a diaper.
Yeah.
As Cupid.
Yeah.
And
it's going to be me and Ursula up there.
Ursula Marianne. Will be.
Oh, Ursula.
She's ordained minister.
Yeah.
So she will. I mean, this is legit. This is not just screwing around.
Yes.
You can actually get married. So if this is something that you were going to do, don't do it down at the courthouse. Do it with us on Valentine's Day at 1:05 p.m.
It's a whole thing. We're feeding you.
This is a big deal.
Yes.
Yeah, you can pre-register at Q1055.com, or you can call us, and we'll do it right on the air.
Okay.
We've got the sheets right here.
Yep.
So if you want to do it the easy way, Susie will fill out the sheet.
Yep.
And it'll be awesome. Smokies Barbecue and Roadhouse.
Nice.
Smokies.
Really?
Food from Smokies.
I didn't know that part. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's cool, Paul.
So Paul's the entertainment. Your food is from Smokies. I believe I'm the MC of this event.
Yep.
Could it get more
really?
Memorable? Okay. Can it get more memorable than the Quality Inn in Perrysburg? I don't think so. With me as your MC.
Yeah.
Paul as your DJ. Ursula as your minister.
Nice.
I think this is going to be good. So if you want to be involved in this. ton of people get married on Valentine's
Day. That's quite a laminated sheet.
It is, too. Yeah, it's very nice. It is. It's feel like, I feel like I'm in the NFL calling plays. All right. Let me get to a break, and then we're going to come back with other stuff. Speaking about couples getting married, did you hear about the couple that got married in New Jersey courthouse bathroom?
No.
What?
Huh? What?
Yeah.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. There was a couple.
Okay.
They got married recently.
No.
In the bathroom.
No.
Yeah. And by the way, my blog today, since I don't have my post-it note in front of me, there it is.
There it is.
I have four things on the blog today, Susan.
Is that enough, though?
Four.
Right.
Did you get tired putting in all those today? No, it's actually pretty good.
No, they're good. Okay.
It is. There's a lot of stuff up there to watch. So, anyway, we'll talk about that and other stuff. 6:38, Denny, Susie, Paula hanging out with you. Q105.
Q105 weather from the Jim White Toyota.